I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Muammar Gaddafi's days are numbered, the view from Defense Secretary Leon Panetta in Washington today. Panetta said that the Libyan leader's militias have been weakened as rebels advance, but pro-Gaddafi forces are still fighting hard. Right now, they're engaged in a battle for control of a strategic city, Zawiya. It's just 30 miles west of the capital, Tripoli. Deborah Haynes of the Times of London has just come out of Zawiya.
Today, the Gaddafi forces were shelling much deeper into Zawiya than they had previously. Up until today, it was possible to go up to the overpass that cuts through the center of Zawiya. However, today at about 10:30, there was mortars and rockets being fired at the bridge. And so it prevented myself from going very far into the town. The Times photographer, Jack Hill, went in a bit deeper, but he too stopped because it just wasn't safe. So it does seem that they are being pinned back by this heavy artillery rounds that the Gaddafi forces are firing.
The rebels being pinned back. This was the scene of a pretty short-lived uprising against Gaddafi back in February, which was crushed by Gaddafi's forces. How much support is there right now for this rebellion after months of repression?
A lot of the civilians that we speak to coming out of the town are sort of cheering and, you know, tooting their horns and waving the red, green and black flags of the rebel fighters. However, there are elements of the fifth column, which is what the rebels call people who still support Gaddafi. And because of the tensions, it is a war situation here. People are afraid to show their true colors. So you get a situation where you have people who maybe are, do support Gaddafi, but it's not wise to be a Gaddafi supporter in rebel-held parts of Libya. And so they're using rebel flags and caps and T-shirts to try and sort of blend in. But it does make for a rather tense situation between those two sides.
Deborah, can you remind us why this place that we're talking about now, Zawiya, is so important strategically, but also paint a picture of the place for us and how it looks now after so much fighting has been going on between the rebels and Gaddafi's forces?
Well, the place is hugely important strategically because it's just 30 miles west of Tripoli. And if Zawiya was to fall to the rebels, then it would send a dramatic psychological signal to people who support the rebellion in Tripoli, maybe being the trigger that actually unleashes an uprising in the capital itself. It would also be hugely demoralizing for supporters of Gaddafi, given that Gaddafi forces managed to recapture this town 5 months ago. As for the state of Zawiya, shops are shuttered, people are having to shelter inside their houses. There is a main square on the eastern side of the town, and that really is the pivotal area, which was the epicenter of the fighting back in February and March, and once again is the battle for control. Whoever controls that square controls Zawiya, and at the moment Gaddafi forces are taking positions in high buildings around the square, and they are targeting rebel fighters who are trying to push in and secure it.
And does it look like a war zone? Is it exclusive, the fighting to certain parts of the city, and life goes on elsewhere?
It looked like a war zone today. We couldn't get in. You've got pickup trucks heading into the town with massive weapons mounted on the back of them on the rebel side. We can't see what the Gaddafi forces have, but you can hear what they're firing, and it's a very loud explosion from these Grad missiles when they fall. The civilians are unfortunately, as always, caught in the middle, and we went to a field hospital today on the outskirts of the town where we heard evidence of a six-year-old boy yesterday being shot in the head by a sniper, of a woman being killed by shelling near her house. It really is a miserable situation for the people still in Zawiya.
All right. Thank you. Correspondent Deborah Haynes, just out of the embattled city of Zawiya in Libya, where she's been reporting for the Times of London. Thank you very much, Deborah.
Thank you.